I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There's been little good news in the brutal beheading case in Indonesia. Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, gives us this update.
Last week, Indonesian officials detained five people, including a former soldier, over the beheading last month of three Christian girls. However, on Saturday, we were disappointed to learn that those five individuals were released due to lack of evidence. And so to this point, we still have no idea if anyone is ever going to be held accountable.
Penner says even with the persecution, it hasn't stopped evangelistic activity, nor has it stopped the church from steadily growing. Meanwhile, 3,000 talking Bibles in 18 different languages have already been handed out in the last 2.5 years in India. But that number will grow exponentially in the next 5 years. Talking Bibles India Country Director Beskara Chandran says these audio Bibles are needed.
60% of the population are illiterate in India. Once they go to the church, they listen to the pastor. For the next 6 days, they don't have any chance to listen to God's word. If they have one with them, every day, any time, they can listen to God's word.
And Transworld Radio says a special wind-up radio distribution in Mozambique is meeting with pretty good success. Churches, partner organizations, and Christian groups working with villages in southern Mozambique handed out the radios in a way that would allow TWR to keep track of the radios and the listeners. Teams report that villagers gather around a radio to listen to TWR's Christian programming together. Because many are illiterate, the program's substitute is their Bible. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, For the Love of My Brothers by founder of Open Doors, Brother Andrew, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it free at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.